Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 20th of February. The US Federal Reserve's minutes from their January meeting signaled caution on future interest rate policy. Essentially, all options are open, but there is clear nervousness about the economic impact of US President Trump's policies. In particular, the idea that Trump may ignite a further wave of inflation through immigration policy and aggressive consumer taxes on imports. On the latter point, it was noted that companies were signalling an intention to pass through higher trade taxes to end consumers. This differs somewhat from the trade tariffs of Trump's first term in office. Then, higher taxes were imposed at a time when consumers were more used to stable prices. Because of the three waves of the post-pandemic inflation, consumers have become more attuned to the idea that higher prices do happen. And that means that companies may feel emboldened to pass on more of the tax in the form of price increases. The real risk is that retailers will reprise the third wave of post-pandemic inflation and indulge in some profit-led inflation again, using Trump's taxes as an excuse to increase profit margins and raise prices further. Meanwhile, Trump has signaled that a trade deal with China might be possible. There are no details, and this was just a remark made in passing to reporters. Given the president's trend towards eccentric comments, likening themselves to a king, etc., financial markets are not likely to place too much weight on a casual remark. Investors who assess real-world probabilities are tending to apply quite a large discount to Trump's public announcements. Fiscal policy is another instance of this. Trump has also suggested that 20% of any efficiency savings from megadonor Musk's operations in government could be returned to taxpayers. Given that the difference between claimed savings and actual savings is quite large, any serious attempt to disperse fictional savings would be a significant increase in the federal budget deficit. Bond investors, however, are unlikely to take these pronouncements too seriously. German producer price inflation for January came in significantly lower than had been expected, although relatively few economists actually forecast this number, making the consensus a rather weak indicator. Nonetheless, prices fell on the month, and it's a signal of very limited underlying inflation pressures. While the US Federal Reserve is fretting about possible price increases, the ECB is more likely to be focused on the potential for disinflationary forces to dominate. There are some sentiment indicators due. The UK's Confederation of British Industry survey is likely to reflect companies' disagreement with the recent budget, but micro-level data continues to point to consumers being happy to spend and firms not changing their employment stance so far. Meanwhile, the US Fully Fed Business Sentiment Survey is due. This is likely to be packed full of partisan distortions, and sentiment in the US today seems to depend largely on which television station one watches and not on the realities of economic life. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.